State lawmakers now say they're no longer planning a legislative study looking into the possible legalization of medical marijuana. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has said he's determined that existing state law gives the Iowa Board of Pharmacy the authority to set such rules, so there's no need for a committee to study the issue. However, pharmacy board officials don't seem too eager to jump in and legalize medical marijuana in Iowa. The board voted unanimously earlier this year to recommend that the legislature change the way marijuana is classified to pave the way for medicinal use. The board's executive director, Lloyd Jessen, joins me now. Lloyd, now that the legislature seems to be backing off, where does that leave the pharmacy board?
Well, the pharmacy board has made its recommendation that the drug should be rescheduled to class 2 or schedule 2, which is the starting point if you're going to make it available medically. So that's where the pharmacy board is at.
So will the board go ahead and actually create a policy to allow that to go forward, to allow medical marijuana to go forward at this point?
It would involve a lot more than a policy. The board believes that it requires some new law or some new legislation, and that's because even though we technically have a law in the books that would allow the board to go ahead and try to do it by rulemaking, that's not practical, and it's not doable today because that law is from 1978. And the circumstances that existed when that old law was in place are completely different today. Back in 1978, the federal government was permitting what they called investigational use of medical marijuana, and they actually supplied the medical marijuana. I think, as everyone is aware now, the federal government discontinued that program long ago, and federally, medical marijuana is not legal. Also, as people are aware, the Obama administration and the U.S. Attorney General has given some guidance saying that states that now have medical marijuana laws won't be disturbed. So conditions have changed, and the issues that are involved here are many more than just a drug or pharmacy-related issue. And we have things like the distribution of the marijuana itself. How would that be done? Would patients be allowed to grow it? Would the state grow it and provide it, or would the state license private vendors? Other issues would be such as how are the physicians going to prescribe it or recommend it? What medical conditions are going to be treated with medical marijuana? These are all things that go far beyond what the Board of Pharmacy can do by rulemaking.
But given that the head of the majority, the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, has said that in his understanding, the laws are on the books that would allow the pharmacy board, your board, to move forward
with
this. Okay,
what didn't you understand that I just said? I said the law is 32 years old. Conditions have changed from 32 years ago. There are issues that we can't handle by administrative rulemaking. That's why it won't work. And I'll be writing Senator McCarthy to tell him that.
So does it just come down to a difference of opinion between the board and the legislature?
I don't think it comes down to a difference of opinion. It comes down to the legality of it. Rulemaking is not legislation.
And what do you intend to ask Mr. McCarthy to do in your letter?
Well, I intend to inform him that it's our opinion that we can't do this by rulemaking. Even though there is an antiquated law in the books, it's not workable.
What specific legislative changes would you like to see? I mean, you outlined some of the problems,
well,
but what do you think the legislature needs to do to...
The Board of Pharmacy needs to consider the issue like the other 14 states have done. If you look at what the other 14 states have done, their legislators and their governors have acted on it. Because you need to bring in law enforcement people, you need to bring in the physician group, you need to bring in a lot of people beyond who the Board of Pharmacy has jurisdiction over. The Board of Pharmacy is limited in what it can do. It was created to regulate the practice of pharmacy. And this goes far beyond regulating the practice of pharmacy because medical marijuana probably will not be distributed by pharmacies. It'll be either grown by patients or it'll be provided by vendors or it would be provided by the state.
Lloyd, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.